The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 49, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 4th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: Neither the three modes of material nature, Satyagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun, nor their predominating deities, the five gross elements, the mind, the demigods, nor the human beings, who are all subjected to birth, death, and annihilation, can understand your lordship. Therefore, the wise, spiritually advanced men who have taken to devotional service do not much bother with Vedic study, but rather they engage themselves in practical devotional service.
Naiti gunana gunino mahodadayo jiva sarvi manapradutayo sahadeva matya hajjanta vanta yurugaya vidanti hitva evam vanesha suviyo viramanti sabda. So, aradhita yadi hari tapasata tatti viramanti sabda. There are so many prescribed mantras for liberation. Omkara sarvabhid is true. Every Vedic mantra begins with Omkara, and he is Krishna. Vedic mantra, we chant Vedic mantra, there are many, many Vedic mantras in Upanishads and Tantra, Samhita. So, begins with the combination of alphabets, Auma, Om, Tadvishnu, Paramam, Padam, Sadapashyanti, everything. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva. Every Vedic mantra begins with the Omkar. Some of them are very much fond of chanting Omkar in the Sri Ram Hare Krishna. So, there is the objection. Krishna says, Pranava Sarvabhidhesu. Pranava means Omkar. So, actually, only Krishna is there, Parabrahma. He is only Sarvam Kharidam Brahma. Expansion in different varieties of multi-manifestation. But if we analyze all these things, ultimately we come to the point that Krishna is everything. That requires intelligence. How to analyze? Therefore, here it is said, this manifestation, this material manifestation, is guna, gunino, mahodadayo, mana, mind, intelligence, the five gross elements, three subtle elements, and manufactured. These demigods, animals, man, matta, 8,400,000 species. So, all these varieties, actually, it is simply, they are simply manifestation of Krishna, different manifestation of energy, nothing else. Real center point is Krishna. This can be understood by advanced students, Bhavanam Yajmanam, see, after studying. Not only in one life, but for many, many lives. Bhavanam Yajmanam, Jnanavan. If he actually becomes wise, Jnanavan, then He understands that only Krishna is there. Vasudeva Sarvami iti Sam. That is not there, understand. So, as soon as one understands Vasudeva Sarvami iti, then Vasudeva is there and I am there. So, what is my relationship with Vasudeva? He is the greatest, greater than the greatest, and I am the smaller. Although the quality is the same, I am also chit, and Krishna is also chit, satchit, ananda, and I am also satchit, ananda in small part. Because I am a very small particle, I forget my real nature. I identify with this material, mohadas. This is fallen. This is fallen. Spark. Spark is fire, and the big fire is fire. But sometimes it is thrown. Sometimes falls down. That small particle falls down. The big fire never falls down. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Occhuta. Occhuta means he never falls down. We, a small particle of the Occhuta, although by nature we are Occhuta, but due to our weakness we are prone to fall down in this material world. That is our question. But again we can be reinstated in our original position by cultivating Krishna consciousness. This is the subject. Adyanta vanta urugaya. So, in this material world, there is adi anta, beginning and ending. But Krishna has no beginning or end. The material level. Therefore Krishna is not material. Urugaya. Krishna is Urugaya. Urugaya means he is exalted with many slokas, gaya. Gaya means song, poetry. Guru. We cannot imagine. Urugaya, just like in the Brahmacharya. Yasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalambha jivanti moha virajaya jagadandana. Loha virajaya jagadandanatha. So this jagadandanatha in Brahma, jagadanda, anna means egg-like, egg-shaped, this Brahmanda or this universe, and there are Jagadanda Natha, plural. In each universe there is a chief living entity. He is called Brahma, because Brahma is created first in him. So, that Brahma, there are millions of universes, and there are millions of Brahmas and millions of Shiva and other demigods. His Brahma is full with all different types of living entities. But such Brahmas, where they are being born, not only Brahma, the Brahmanda, yasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalambha jivanti. Nishyasita kalam, just like we excel and inherit. Seconds. Within a second, we excel and inherit so many times. So similarly, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, he is also excelling. During that period, so many Brahmandas are coming and so many Brahmandas. Adyanta, so much. Beginning and end. But this Mahavishnu, who is this Mahavishnu? Yasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalambha jivanti loha virajaya jagadandana. Vishnu Mahanja Iha Jasya Kala Vishnu. This Mahavishnu, from whose breathing so many Brahmanas coming and going. This Mahavishnu is 1 second, just imagine. How many million, millions of years. This is the description of Mahavishnu. Then Mahavishnu is also partial incarnation of Sankarsa. This Sankarsa is also emanation from Narayana. Narayana is also emanation from the first Chaturbhuva Sankarsa. This Sankarsa is expansion of Baladeva, and Baladeva is the immediate expansion of Krishna. We have come to the Krishna. So, Akdanta Bhanta. So, beginning is Krishna. Aham Adirihi Bhuta. He says, Bhagavad Gita. Matta Sarvam Pravartate. This is the experience Krishna is giving. Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchidasti. We should understand this. So, beginning is the Krishna. Adi. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi, Adi. Anadi, he has no beginning. And everything has got to be an answer. But Krishna has no beginning and answer. So, in this way you have to understand Krishna. And one who has such perfect understanding of Krishna. As Krishna says, Aham Adihi Devana. Devana means beginning of Brahma, then Shiva, then so many other demigods, Indra, Chandra, Guru. Aham Adihi, even Vishnu. Vishnu, Hiradushaya Vishnu. He is also partial expansion of Krishna. And from Hiradakshaya Vishnu, the Vishnu is all pervading. Ishara Sarvada, Sarvabhutanam, Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is staying in everyone's core of heart, Riddhese. There is no hide and seek. Hide and seek. It is clearly stated that this Paramatma Vishnu is staying in the Hiddhi, see, in the heart. Therefore, heart is always palpitating. And the Jivatma is also there. And, stop till then. Then, when the Jivatma leaves this body, that is called heart feeling. That is heart feeling. Heart is palpitating, but as soon as the Jivatma goes, heart fails. And these materialist science, they cannot give any cause. They're giving oxygen gas and every minute injecting to keep the palpitation of the heart, throbbing of the heart continuous. But how they can do it? As soon as the living soul is depart from the heart, there is no, it is simply a lump of matter. That requires intelligence. That this matter is never the living soul. Therefore, anyone who is accepting this body as self, they have been described in the sastra. No better than Saiva Gopa. Go means cows and Kharo means ass. These are the asses. They are taking so much credit at advancement of scientific knowledge, but it's so long they do not understand that is so. Dehinas means yathadehi. They are all asses. Simply asses. This is our challenge, that you are all rests. If you do not accept the existence of the soul, if you cannot find out where it is, then you are all asses. We don't give you any credit. This is our challenge. Let anyone come, we shall prove that he is an ass. We shall prove. How? It is very easy. Any intelligent man can analyze this body. Take this breathing. What is this breathing? It is air. Now, you are very much anxious to keep the breathing going on by oxygen gas and injection. You know, what is the use of oxygen gas if breathing is lost? You can put some air within, just like the bellow, and by machine, by some electric arrangement, the bellow can come on and the breathing will come out. Why don't you do this? It is very easy. Anyone can do it, and not anyone, at least one who has got some mechanical idea. So do you think that the breathing will bring the life? Do you think? It is not possible, sir. It is the air. That is not possible. Then you take the blood. What is this blood? The blood is nothing but red water. You cannot say that injecting some red water you can bring life. Analyze, very intelligent. Then what is the composition of this body? The air or the water, the same. Bhumi Rama Narobhar. It is said that Mahodhaga, Mahatattva, and its expansion. Namely, the subtle mind, Manap Parvikayo, mind intelligence, egotism. You analyze everything, but you won't find there the life. No. That is not. Therefore, if you are intelligent enough, you take one ingredient of this body, one after another, you analyze, you don't find. Neither with that ingredient you can create life. That is not. This is the analysis. You are very expert in analyzing things in the laboratory, charge fees, chemical analysis. But this is also composition of this chemical. But they say chemical evolution. That's right, evolution. It has come life. Then when life is lost, why don't you combine these chemicals, bring life? That is not possible. Therefore, by proper analysis, one must come to the conclusion that these ingredients are different from the living force. Then, that is called self-realization, aham brahmasmi, I am not this man. That is the first step of knowledge. Brahma-bhuta prasanna, I was so much busy with this lump of matter. Now I understand that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. This is the first realization, self-realization. Then brahma-bhuta prasanna atma, na sotati na kankhati samas sarvesu bhuteshu madhubhakti ravati param. Now, after being Brahma-bhuta, realizing oneself that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, he becomes relieved from all these anxieties. Because here in the material world, it is full of anxieties, because we are identifying with this body. This is the cause of anxiety. But as soon as I realize myself that I am not this body and spirit soul, then all my anxiety is gone. I am always very much anxious to give protection to my body. But we understand that even your body is annihilated, you are not annihilated. That understanding is that. One who understands, nasohutase, akansi, samasarvi, bhute, guru. Then there is no fight between one nation to one nation, one animal to one animal, one man to one man. No, samasarvi. Because that is the realization that we are not this body. I am neither dog, I am not man, I am not this, I am not that. This is all superficial. I am spirit soul. The dog is also spiritual. The snake is also spiritual. The tree is also spiritual. Pandita samadarshana. That is real knowledge. Samadarshana. Then, next stage is that I am spiritual and I have fallen down in this condition. Now I am realized. But, where from I am coming, and that is next research one. And then when you understand by studying ourselves, and when you understand from Krishna, Krishna says, mamaiva amsa jiva bhutam. I am a jiva, living entity, I am part and parcel of Krishna. This is it. Brahma realization, parabrahma realization. Then, I am living forth, then what is my duty? The duty is, the small must render service to the great. This is bhakti. You analyze simply, this is the most perfect sign, bhakti yoga. That is natural, bhakti yoga. It is not artificial. Jnana, karma, or yoga, they are all artificial. Simply, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins from this point. Jiveer sarupai nitya Krishna da. So if we understand and we begin to serve Krishna, then there is no need of studying Vedas or this or that. Here it is. Say, vimissa sudhiyo viraman sadha. No more education. First class education I have got. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Thank you.